Can say it's 572, Simen Tov Chavav. We are in the middle of Se'if Beis. We're going to go through some of these dirshus. Most of these dirshus are now referring to what we learned in the Mechaber Ramah or the Mishnah Berurah, but it refers to different statements made in the Be'er Halacha. We're not going to do the Be'er Halacha inside, but we are going to do some of these things. Let's just see what it says on the left side. It says, "Hare behedya shetzarch lahabit ba vivakish liachas shiyotzien bebracha." Okay, so he's referring to a situation where a person cannot see. A person cannot see. Lechatchil, a person should look at the levon before he makes the bracha. Number 13. Let's see what it says. Number 13. Yeah. The choyle shnimsa becheder. A choyle, someone who is ill that is in a room, he's indoors. Sha'or ha'levon magil l'sham, and if you, and the light of the levana penetrates into the room, ach ein roya oisa, but he cannot actually see the levana. He's bedridden, and his bed is not near the window. He is not, so he cannot see the levana. But if you would close all of the lights, some of the light of the levana outdoor would penetrate into the room, which in New York, in Brooklyn, is not, it's very rare. Not impossible. I can't say it's impossible. All depends. There are many, many factors. Let's make some luyitsuya that a couple of weeks ago there was a blackout. So all the lights, what day of the month was that? That was towards the end of the month. Sandy was in the middle of the month.
28th.
Right, so but of the Hebrew date, so Sandy. That's why Sandy was deadly, because it was high moon. It was exactly in the middle of the month, high tide. Couldn't have come at a worse time. And then the blackout was like here. I mean, we were extremely fortunate here in Flatbush. So we only had a few hours. We had like a few days later. Caught up with us, but
on the other side of 16, you didn't get
nothing, zero. Right, correct. Okay,
nothing at all.
Okay, but I don't think it's impossible to benefit from the moonlight. But it also has to be during the beginning of the month. Let's go further. Anyway, I saw custom shalos and shuvas zeremes she'ena yochel levarich al levana. Okay, so he also said you cannot make the bracha if you're indoors and you cannot actually see the levana, even though the rays levana enter into your room, you cannot make a bracha. The ha'isef she'av shel dait tzarch lahabim levana in vein bracha al minhagay shel olam gidur mashal, that even though according to his opinion you must look at the levana. The ain bevarchim, al minhaga shel olam gidur mashal. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Mikol makom sumer shai levarich. He holds that someone who's blind can make a bracha. Kevan shenim shenish lama tachlis hanasa ideachem, because for him he gets the most he can. You have to reach your potential. A regular person who has eyes and can see, then his potential is to see the levana. Someone who's blind has no potential to see the levana. So what is his benefit? And if someone else can see the levana and can benefit, and once someone else can benefit from the levana, he can guide the blind. Right? Reuven can see, so he can tell the blind where to go. So that's why when a person is blind and he cannot see, so as long as someone else can see, he can make a bracha. Ma she'ein kein choyle. At this moment in time, he's just not well, he's bedridden. He has not fulfilled his potential. Therefore, he cannot make the bracha unless he actually exerts himself to go to the window to see the levana. Then he can make the bracha. Since he does have the capacity to see, he cannot just say, I'm going to lie on my bed and the fact that the light is coming in through will be enough. No, he must move over to the window and see the levana in order to make the bracha. So it's a very interesting idea that you have to reach your potential in order to make the bracha. Yeah.
I don't know, he doesn't mention it, but you have to differentiate from a person who was born blind, never saw the moon.
Yeah. I don't know if that's necessary. But right now, he no longer, Rahman, also a person blind right now, he cannot see the moon. So if he cannot see the moon right now, that's his potential. There's nothing more he can possibly do. I'm not so sure it should make a difference between a person that was born blind and a person that became blind later in life. So doesn't matter. Even though a person saw the moon, right now he can no longer, each month is a new mitzvah. He cannot see the moon. He doesn't have that potential. He's saying, that's it. Since you don't have that potential, it's enough if someone else can see the moon to make the bracha. But a person that can't see and just is a little bit lazy or does not go through the extra effort to make it to move over, then he cannot make the bracha. Next paragraph. Let's say a person does not look at them when you go outside. You don't pay attention. Everyone's saying the bracha, so you say the bracha. So Kosav Bishut Shevet Levi, that's Rav Wozner. Shevadai Sheyotza Yidei Chayva. I'll tell you, you know, Shevet Levi, Rav Wozner.
Excuse me, what
page are you on? I am on, can you have page 572?
Yeah.
Okay, so turn your eyes to the next page. Second paragraph. As long as you can detect that there is some light of the moon that is being cast upon the earth, even though you did not actually look at the moon, you are yotzei yemitzvah according to Shevet Levi. So the chatil, of course, you should look at the moon, but if you did not look at the moon, and the moon does spread light on the earth, yotzei. The chaysef. So why is a choyle?
Because until he goes to the window and sees it. That's the case.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know. Because choyle is indoors. He's deriving less benefit. Maybe because the choyle is deriving less benefit, he's indoors. It could be that he's further removed from the actual light of the Levana by being indoors and being on the bed. I'm not clear. It could be that they disagree. Now that's in the Dirashu, you know, he's quoting, he's throwing around a lot of different paiskim. He's quoting over here the Sefer on the top that says, this comes Sefer, I don't know, with Zera Enes. And now he's quoting the Shevelet. So it could be in Echlam, it could be that the Shevelet would disagree. It's not clear. For Chayisef, Sha'af im loy habit belevana v'loy yigish b'klal b'chidusha v'loy nena b'klal me'i oira v'ak yotz im hamoyin am l'katsha mikom lokom yir shiyot. It's interesting. You go outside, right? You just follow the herd. Follow the herd. I don't know. With Ovana, it's there. I'm just. And you just go outside, you take the car and you say it. Yatsa. If they're doing it, Mistama, it's there. That's what it says. Fascinating insight. Just follow the herd, Yosyotza. V'afilo l'das. V'afilo das haridvas. V'ahod mal mahamashal. Kevan shalavana hira ala oretz. V'achim roa sav yogisha bo. V'irchu v'al pi zeh berach kamhu. L'chein al kaponim b'diyev yotza. V'chein gor hazonav shom zama arbach. Sheyotzi l'chev v'afilo shloi roa as levon. If you do not see it, as long as it's out there, and all the people are making the bracha, yotza, you are yotza b'diyev. Yeah.
There's 100% probability that there's a moon out there.
100%?
Shines on
the oilam is a goylam. Just because people do things doesn't mean what they're doing is...
No, first guy. Because what's the setting? That there's no moon?
What? The masses are the...
moon. Why you might not see it, but there's a moon. And Rosh Chodesh is a moon too, but you don't see it.
Make him.
You make all these assumptions. You go outside, everyone is saying Heshlevana. Okay. Next, number 14. Okay, we're number 14. 14. Let's say your friend does not know how to read Hebrew, and you want to make the bracha on his behalf, and you already made the bracha. Can you be might see someone else? No, it's cause Agershom Zaman Arbach. Sheyesh Lodin Bezeh, because what's the issue? This is a very big, the hot topic. Is the Kiddush Levana, is it the Birchas HaMitzvahs, or is it Birchas HaShevach? Is it Birchas, it was a Birchas HaNenin, a Birchas HaNah. There are many different types of Bracha. Well, let's say you want to eat food, and you're not going to eat food, right? So let's say your friend wants to take a glass of a tea, and you're not taking a drink. Can you make a Shahakal for your friend? Of course not. If you're not going to do our benefit, if you're not going to do our benefit, you cannot make a bracha. If you want to say a birchas hashevach, a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a shechianu, whatever it is, and you're not deriving benefit, or you've already fulfilled your obligation, you can't do it for your behind. When it comes to a birchas hamitzvahs, like a lulav v'esrog, I already fulfilled my obligation of lulav v'esrog, and my friend has not yet fulfilled his obligation. He does not know how to make the bracha. I can make the bracha for my friend. I can say bracha to Hashem kinyan lechol masherik deshanu zanu al mitzvahs al amtilas lulav. Birchas hamitzvahs you can make on behalf of someone else, even though you have already fulfilled your obligation because of din of arvus. Kol Yisrael arevim zelozeh. But arvus only works for birchas hamitzvahs. It does not work for birchas hanenin and does not work for birchas hashevach. So kiddush halavana is not necessarily a birchas hamitzvah. It can be that it's a birchas hashevach. You're giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the renewal of the moon, or it can be a bracha for pleasure that we are deriving benefit from the light. So if I already have fulfilled my obligation, I cannot necessarily fulfill the obligation for my fellow friend. And therefore, but he concludes that it's likely that we do consider, even though there are many different elements, many different dimensions to the bracha, birkas lavana, the bottom line is that we consider it's a birkas hamitzvahs, it's like a mitzvah, it's like the tilas lulav, and even though I've already fulfilled my obligation, I can make the bracha again on behalf of someone else who has not yet fulfilled their obligation and who does not know how to read the bracha. That's what he concludes. Yeah.
Is this considered tefillah?
What? The Kiddush Levana?
The service of Kiddush Levana.
Well, yes and no. There are many elements.
Because some people say that since we faced Mizrah,
Okay, we're going to come to that. We'll get to that.
Okay,
let's see. Also, you're supposed to put your feet together. Like Shemoneh, many people do not know this. You are supposed to put your feet together like you daven Shemoneh Esrei when you say Kiddush Levana. Do you know that? You're supposed to put your feet together. What? When you make the bracha. When you make the bracha, it's like davening Shmoneh Esrei, and you're supposed to put your feet together. Now go further. Every 28 years is Birch Sachama. Are you supposed to put your feet together when you say Birch Sachama? You only make a bracha. So some say yes. Some say that the laws of Birch Sachama are identical to the laws of Kiddush Levana, and it's also a Gedem in Mekabel Pnei Ashchina, and you are supposed to put your feet together. Some disagree. Birch Sachama, you don't go so far. We'll come to some of these things, and in the mail of its Tefillah, it should be also Mizrach. You should face Mizrach. And Adraba, facing the Levana, looks like you're worshipping the Levana. As Mr. Gladys said, that's why one of the reasons why we say Aleinu L'Shabeach, that we're not serving the moon, we're serving Anachnu Kodim Meshtachmodim L'modim L'fnei Melech Malchei HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not worshipping the moon. We'll come to that later on. Now number 15. No. Very important. When you're making the bracha, you're not allowed to be mafsik. When someone says to you, Shalom Aleichem, when you're saying the bracha, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Just nod your head. Nod your head. Then you can nod your head, but don't be mafsik. Do not respond Aleichem Shalom. You can respond Aleichem Shalom anywhere in the entire, all of those psukim and brisos and mishnayos and psukim you want, but not during the actual bracha. Actual bracha, it's a hefsik within the bracha itself. So if someone is very swift and is up to ready Shalom Aleichem, you don't. By the way, you don't have to say Shalom Aleichem. You don't have to say Shalom Aleichem three times. You can count Aleichem Shalom, the number of times you respond Aleichem Shalom counts as one of your Shalom Aleichems. So if someone says to you, if you respond already three times, Aleichem Shalom, you're already Yotza, you're already in, right? You don't have to say Shalom Aleichem anymore. You've already done your duty.
I see people, younger kids, take their tzitzis in their hand.
Oh, yes. You're supposed to look at the tzitzis by Kiddush Levana. What? Yes. Yeah. No, there's no Indian Baikei. It's a Kabbalistic thing, but we'll come to later on. What else? What are other minhagim? You're supposed to be mispalel for a toothache. Ever hear of this before? That for tooth pain. If a person has... I don't think the dentist will tell you back in the life. But there's supposedly, we'll come to some of this, if you have pain in your teeth, you should be mispalel. You have in mind that you should have a refuah from your cavities or any root canal potential when you are reciting Kiddush Levana. Does it work? I wouldn't tell you not to go to the dentist. What? That's the second one. Tzitzis? Okay, we'll cut. By the way, there's a relationship between tzitzis and kiddush and teeth. There are 32 tzitzis. and there are 32 teeth. There are 32 teeth, so there is no. If you have nice white teeth, you have nice white. You keep your tzitzis nice and white, you'll have nice white teeth.
And there's a lot of wisdom in it.
What? Okay, that'll cover it later on. Let's go through. Before we go to Kabbalah, before we go to the Nyoni Kabbalah, let's learn Halacha. Right? Let's stay grounded in Halacha. Number 15. V'adin b'mitzvah yamtiv. A person should not, we discussed this yesterday at length from the Shar HaTzion, number 15 on the left side of page 572. Number 15, we learned yesterday that a person should not recite Kiddush Levana on yamtiv and on Shabbos, l'chatil, because we dance. And you're not supposed to dance on Shabbos and yamtiv. Number 15. When is there potential to make to say Kiddush Levana? Why would you want to say Kiddush Levana mitzvah Shabbos going into Yom Tov? Whenever do you have a Yom Tov? Yom Tov Shavuos. Because when Pesach is over, it's already past the 15th of the month. When Sukkot is over, even when Pesach begins, the first day of Pesach, even the first day of Sukkot, it's already past the Zman of Kiddush Levana. So the only time you have potential to say Kiddush Levana when Yom Tov is over, and it's a dilemma of going from Shabbos into Yom Tov, is Mitzvah Shavuos. V'din ze kos haprim agodim shenoy gavka b'mitzvah chayka shavuos. Kevin shemitzvah Yom Tov shal Pesach or shal Sukkot hu liachar zsev Zman Kiddush Levana. V'mikor hadvarim hu b'shal shavuos ramah mipanoi v'sham Kippur. That we don't have this. It's impossible. It's impossible for Mitzvah Yom Kippur to go into Shabbos. It's already a Gemara. Time of the Gemara, they did not do this. That Mitzvah Yom Kippur should lead into Shabbos, so that's also not Nogea. Okay, now next, number 16. I'm going to show you where it is. Number 16. Well, that's Hagra. And why don't we recite Kiddush Levana during the 9 days? Because during the 9 days, we are in the state of Avelos. Af Koidem Tisha B'Av, that's Agra. He disagrees. This, you see some people are like this. There are many people that say Kiddush Levana right away during the 9 days. Well, that's Agra. Af Koidem Tisha B'Av, Yesh L'Kadesh Es HaLevana. Why? Because of the principle of Liotcha Al Tachnit Tzemuch. That's Agra. Noigu HaChazoinish. V'Hagoin Rav Yisrael Yaakov Kanievsky. The stipler of Zeichet Tzarek Levracha. The Agoyer Shom Zaman Arbach. The Das Arizal. And the Arizal, and Das Arizal, Re'e Masha Kosavnu Lahalon B'Siv Kon Yud Aleph. The Arizal, I think, disagrees. I'm not sure what he means by the Arizal. I'll just tell you a joke. He talks about it. I'll tell you a joke. The Muslim Behusa, over here, unfortunately, a lot of these Gulam have died. When this was written, Rav Shom Zaman have a stipler of the Chazanish, and Rav Shom Zaman Arbach, so someone told me that Rashiv Neret Yisrael, he got up to speak recently. And he said, "Oy, the Chazon Ish is no longer here. The Chafetz Chaim is no longer here. And I'm getting old." He equates himself with the Chazon Ish, the Chafetz Chaim. Spitz a gaiva. I'm not going to say who it is.
What was the reaction of his audience?
They laughed.
I'm sure they did not take it very lightly. But okay, number 16, second paragraph, 2. They want to sing. You can sing as well, no problem. Even during the 9 days, you can sing, you can do whatever you want. The minig is that you can say Kiddush Levana during the 9 days, and you can do whatever you do. You should not sing. So if you should sing. I know that an ovel does not participate in the Rikudim. The person is mitoch Yibes Chodesh. Shiv Shuna mitoch. And let's say you go out to Kiddush Levana and they dance. Some places they do it right. They dance. They are small. They are small Rikud. An Ovel should not participate in the Rikud, and that's really the issue when it comes to the 9 days. It's Avelus Yeshana. 9 days is not. It's Avelus, but it's not. It's called not an old Avelus. Anything which is dealing with 2,000 years, almost 2,000 years. Avelus Yeshana. There are more leniencies. That's what's going over here. Is that you can't participate in these Rikudim. You can can share even during the 9 days. Again, the Gros Minig is you don't wait mitzvah, you say it before, you say it before you come to Tishrei, because who knows what's going to happen. Maybe you'll forget it, maybe it'll be cloudy, and therefore do not wait. And if that matter also he does not mention over here when it comes to Yom Kippur, some also chaperein another zuchus, chaperein another zuchus, and you should say it before Yom Kippur. Chiluk Deus. To different people do different things. Ber halacha. Next, number 17. Number 17, Chsheyesh Tzibur Shal Asar Nashem. Hoim Yesh In Lahamdil Tzibur Godol Yoyser. Mr. Gladi, you always tell me that the power of tefillah is in numbers. The power of tefillah is in the numbers. Even though you may have 10, it's better to have 100. Don't daven in Beisr Minyanim. Daven in big minyanim. So let's say it comes to Kiddush, when you have a choice. I can go say Kiddush Lomani tonight, and there'll be about 11, 12 people, or I can wait until Mitzvah Shabbos, and there'll be 100 people.
Don't wait.
So should you wait? What? Let's see. If you know yourself that you have a tendency to forget, and there's a risk, then don't take the risk. Exactly. Right.
Cloudy.
Exactly. Well, in general, we have a whole issue. Should a person wait to Mitzvah Shabbos? From Mitzvah Shabbos, you have the mile that you are in a better frame of mind, supposedly. Shabbos closed, and you're happy at a good meal, and you're not so upset about business. So that's another issue. Should you wait? Should you not wait? But here, we add another factor, another issue of Barov Am Hadas Melech. He also has this dilemma. Okay, number 18. Number 18. Umavur Shemalas Barov Am Adifa Mimailas Zurizim Magdimim Lemitzvah. We have a conflict. There's a general principle in halacha. Two different things conflict. We have Zurizim Magdimim Lemitzvah, do it as early as possible, versus an opportunity of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. Which one has more weight? The Chayin Linyan Birchas Achama. Okay, Birchas Achama. You have a choice. You can do it Vesikin. The Minig is to do it Vesikin. That's the Minig every 28 years. Birchas Sachama, you don't have to do it. Man, you do it sunrise. Let's say if you do it sunrise, you only enough. You do it alone, the yichidus, or with 10 people. Or let's say the group of people are going to do it later on. They're going to come together at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, you have a late minion for
The sun is going to be there. This is different than the moon.
Not necessarily. Get cloudy. It can get cloudy. Suddenly get cloudy, and also you'll forget. You'll get a phone call, and you'll get distracted. Before you turn around, you'll forget. Only 28 years. The chayin leinyan birchas acham kasav leel shatoyv levracha berov am. Roiv am has more weight. Generally speaking, roiv am has more weight than Zerizim Magdimim. I guess it applies to a Bris Mila. You know, Bris Mila, you can make a Bris Mila at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you'll have your close family of 20 people, 10 people, or if it's a, let's say it's a Sunday, right, or you can have your, it's a Sunday, or Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving, so you can make the Bris Mila, make an 8 o'clock minion, 9 o'clock minion, and then you'll have 100 people. So, on the other hand, Vayashkem Avraham Abayikar, you won't have the Bris Mila 8 o'clock in 6 o'clock in the morning. So he seems to say that the inyan of Beroiv Am, where there is potential, of course, for Beroiv Am has more weight than Zrizim Magdimim. Beroiv Am Bshar Tzion Kosav Shabiyam Unun Yivarech Bezacham. Okay, this is going to Beroiv Zachama. On a cloudy day, Yivarech Bezacham Miyah. Don't wait. There's a risk. Same inside. Everything is true when everything else is equal, but when you want to add the risk of other factors, of course, don't take the risk. The bottom line that you said we learned today is when everything else is equal, Roiv Am has more weight than the inyan of Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzos. On them. You see that? Everything is in machlokes. Everything you could imagine is in machlokes. That's how it is. The Machaber's opinion was it's always best to wait to Mitzvah Shabbos, unless Mitzvah Shabbos is going to be day 11. As long as Mitzvah Shabbos is day 10 or below, it's okay. So that's not called Roivam. If you're going to have an opportunity to do it now during the week with Minyan, or do it Mitzvah Shabbos B'yachidus, even though the Mechaber says wait to Mitzvah Shabbos, not in this instance. A Minyan of 10 people is that's much bigger mile. Achein kach muva b'esh l'avram, avu b'mduris basha mash'ein l'hamtim l'tzibur ad leili asiri. Never wait for a minion. Never wait. Not everyone agrees with this principle. Never wait for a minion. El adif lekadesh b'mitzvah Shabbos b'yachidus me'asher b'yom chol b'tzibor. He disagrees. He disagrees with this.
Well, like everything else.
Okay, levarich al abrocha b'shnayim. Es abrocha b'shnayim. Kosem shal shuv zigus moisha sh'av sh'im zem v'shum ma'ilu shal b'revam. What about two? Is there any mile of two over one? Is there any advantage of waiting? I'll wait until tomorrow, or at least I'll do it together with someone else. Right now, I'm all alone. Tomorrow, we live somewhere out of town. And right now, I'm all alone. If I'll wait until tomorrow, a friend will arrive. So we'll be two people. 100% increase. So is there an advantage of two over one, or the only advantage is 10? Okay, so let's see. But the Shabbat was only a minuk. It's not ikar bracha. Sha'av she'ein, so levarech is a bracha b'shayim kutzav v'shal tzuriz kizmoy sha'av she'ein mizeh shum ma'ilah shal b'roi v'am mikom makom yesh ma'ilah b'ameh she'yoytzim shnayim achutza she'nikor hadover yoyser she'heim yoytzim l'kadesh es halavana v'loy k'mi sh'rak nizdamein lohem liris halavana b'chutz. An incredible chiddush. He's saying that when two people go out together, there's like presuming milsa. It's more nikkur, we're going out to Makadesh to Levana, to sanctify the moon, than if one person just goes out alone. One person goes out alone, it's like a stargazer. He's looking at the Levana. When two go out together, it's nikkur to other people. I don't know who the other people are. To the women, to children, to goyim, there's more of a hakara that we're going to sanctify to do a davar shabbat. The Rav Moshe says there is a mile, even though technically speaking in halacha two is equal to one, there really is nothing special. But being that kiddush levana also has an element of persumimilsa of making it known that we're doing this sanctifying the new moon, there is an advantage to two over one. We do have a principle elsewhere that three is called Roivam. When it comes to benching, right, the Zimun, we have three people. Even two is called Roivam. That's what he means over here. Kosav Leel, Shetob Yoyser, Sheachod, Yivarech Alatila, Alatalis, Vyoyser, Haver, Mishum, Roivam, Mashagam, Mishnaim, Neshav. So he brings in another Makar. That we don't do this because Mana said that when it comes to certain mitzvahs, so one person makes a bracha on behalf of a talis. Mm-hmm. One person should make the bracha for everyone in shul. We don't do this, of course, but there is such a concept, and this concept applies even to two. Even if there are two people, we do find the precedent in halacha that there is a maila that one person should make a bracha on behalf of both people because of the principle of Bereivam. So according to this makar, it is a maila. Waiting the next night to get another person so that you can do it together with someone else is also a fulfillment of the concept of Roivam. Two is also Roivam, yeah.
Day one, the moon's there.
Yeah.
Day two, when the second guy is going to show up, the moon may not.
Hey, but let's discuss the case where it's early on day three in the month.
So
we're not in the second day of the month. We're not. I don't think we're that concerned. We're not concerned. The third day of the month, you have until the 15th day of time. So everything, of course, is relative. You live in an environment where it gets cloudy and you forget. You have a tendency. Every case has to be judged differently. You can't generalize. But they're definitely special. Okay, so one more 21. We'll stop. So this is when it comes to Yom Kippur. Same thing when it comes to Tisha B'Av. Should you be Mekadesh before Yom Kippur or not? So some say, Chaparayin, every Zechus you can possibly Chaparayin before Yom Kippur, you should. And the Gra, that was his minute, the Gra made Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av, and the Gra made the Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur. Okay, let's stop, we'll take a break.